Vayter and Shasper and Duff Mem Test, picking up on Mem Chesem Abayz by the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom. Next part of the Mishnah. We spoke about the bowls that were used in order to go and collect the Nesachim. And the Mishnah said, Maravu Shamayim, the west one, it was used for water. And they used to go and pour it, and we had the storyline. I made sure that they would say, lift it up so someone could see that you're pouring it into the thing and not into your feet, because of the story. We're going to see that now again. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Betsuki Echot, Shinisech Lekabi Raglev, he poured it onto his feet. Urgamua Kola Am Be'asorogayim, because they didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat aspect of this, and therefore they just poured it right in their feet. But when they behaved like this, everyone started chucking the Asorogam at them. Va'osu Ayom Nifkuma Kerma Mizbeach, when that happened, the horn of the Mizbeach got ruined, it got damaged. Review Bul Shamelech Ustamu, and they took a fistful, Rashi says, Mali Egrof, a fistful of salt, and they covered it over in order to fix it. Veloma Pnei Shukshalavoda, not because now it's going to become kosher, but Elma Pnei Shaloyer Mizbeach Pogum, it shouldn't look Pogum, it's not covetic for the Mizbeach to be in such a matzav, therefore when they fixed it. Beep, turn the page of Mem Tess. Any mizbeach that doesn't have a kevish, the ramp, lo karen, this horn, lo yisod, not it doesn't have a base, lo ribua, and it doesn't have that it's in the shape of a square. Pasul avoda is pasul for the avoda. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda omer afa soviv. Even the soviv was a ledge that went around. That's certain things the kohanim would do on that ledge. Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan. Remember we spoke about the fact that when you poured the Nesachim into the bowls, they would go down through the holes and go down to the Mizbeach. And then to underneath the Mizbeach, there was something called Shisin. Shisin was this deep pit, the one underneath. Rashi says, Chalal Shetachas Mizbeach, can I get a welcome to Nesachim? So the question is, where did this come from? So we're going to see two opinions. Either this came from Hashem, or it came from people. It came from Hashem and it went down to the depths of the earth, or it came from a people. There's a place they used to go to, and then we actually go down and clean it once every, I believe, 70 years, as we'll see. So Rabbi Yochanan, he says, "Shisin mishishis mebereishis nivru." This hole underneath was created from Maisa Bereishis, from Shishis Mebereishis, right at the beginning of creation of the world. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "Chamuke yirechayich kmo chaloi maisa yidei aman." Your concealed flanks are like jewels, the handiwork of a master craftsman. Rashi is, we're going to see this pasuk in its entirety. We're going to break it down a little bit, but this is, from here we learn that what? Chamuki Yerechayich is Elo Ashisim. Your concealed Yerechayich is like a Yerech, is like the thigh, which is covered over. This is considered the Shisim, it's covered over, that it's underneath him is Beach. Kamo Chaloyim, Shemecholalim Yardim Ada Tahom. They're like chaloyim, that they're like jewels. That means shemecholulin v'yordin adat tahom. We dash that to mean that it's mecholulin, that it's hollow, and it goes down ad tahom into the depths of the surface of the earth. Maise, the depths of the earth. Maise de aman, zo maise de umnasu shalakodes baruch. What it means to say that de aman means the umnus of Hashem. Hashem himself is the one who created it, and it goes down to the depth. Talmud Rabbi Shmuel comes in, he says, Bereshis, we dash off the word Bereshis, altikri Bereshis, ella bara shis, that he created the shis. The shis is again this thing underneath the Mizbeach. Tanya, we learned Tanya Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, shisen mecholulin. V'yordin at the home. It goes all the way down to the home. Shemar's pasuk says, "Ashira na lididi shiras dodi lecharmo." I will sing for the one that I love, the song of my beloved concerning his kerem, his vineyard. Kerem hayulididi bekeren ben shaman. He had a keren which is located in a corner that was fatty. Rashi explains, "But Eretz Yisrael, Zavis Hashmena, Mikolah Eretz, was the fattiest of all the lands. He's a kevi salkehu, and it was surrounded by a fence." Rashi explains, and they got rid of all the stones, meaning they got rid of all the different umos saolam that are over there. Rashi says, "Kadum afana avanim mikarmos," meaning to say that pina umos mipneim shelo. Yoshvu ba'artzam peyachtios, in order that we don't fall to the sin of them being there. And he planted over there. Rashi explains that a sorik is a natu gefanim shubachos, very good type of gefanim, vines. Velo zemora, not pieces of wood. Elishrashim atzman, that stuff that was pruned off, but the roots themselves. Zebes amigdash, shu shorshan v'ikron. This is a base HaMikdash itself. And he built a migdal, a tower that was inside of it. V'gam yekev chatziv bo. And also he made a... chatziv is what's used in order to cut through stone. So he cut through stone and he made there a place for wine that was over there. Now we're going to, Rashi points it out, we're going to break it down for the Gemara itself. That's when the Migdal is the Mizbeach itself. The place for the wine, Elo HaShisim, that's considered the Shisim. So we see again, this is a place underneath the Mizbeach. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. I'm Rabbi Lezer Batzadok. Lul katan hoya bin kevesh al mizbeach. There was a little opening between the ramp and the mizbeach. The ramp went from the south side going up towards the north, and it didn't hit the mizbeach exactly. There was a little space in between. That's what we're talking about over here. But my ravo shel kevesh, and that was on the place that this was talking about, particularly here, this lul was by the western part. So if you think about it, the ramp itself went from floor going all the way up was 32 amas long and 16 wide. So 8 of it towards the western side had this small little lul, this little open area over there. The achas the shivim shana, once every 70 years, pirchikuna yordim l'sham, the young lads would go there, kohanim, Rashi says, yeladim kohanim, little kohanim kids, they would go down there, malakdim isham, yayin karish, and would collect all of the congealed wine, Rashi says, nefaf and nikrash, that all ended up staying over there over 70 years of them doing all the wine. Shadoma liguli devela, they looked like figs that were put together, like fig cakes, because it was all congealed. Uboin v'surfin osob kedusha, and they would go bring it up, and they would be surfit, they would burn it in the state of kedusha. Rashi explains meaning in a makom kadosh in the Azara. That's what he used to do. It. Shemar is a pasuk says baka deshaseich nesach shechar laHashem. Right, this is talking about the korban tamid. Right, so you go, it was a poured a kodesh in the kodesh nesach shechar laHashem, which was something again. The nesach is a nesacham, being the libations of pouring, which was shechar laHashem, a type of alcoholic thing, which was for the Lord. And Rashi explains that shenemar bakodesh haseich, that hekesh sreifa l'nisucho, put together sreifa, the burning, to the nisachim. So we see once every 7 years, they would go ahead and they would collect it up, and then it would go and they would burn it. Beep, turn the page. Keshem she nisucha b'kedusha, just like the nisachim has to be done in the state of kedusha, kach sreifasa b'kedusha, so too burning it also has to be done b'kedusha. Frak the Gemara, my mashma, where do you see anything over here that it's talking about burning it? Rashi says, mehacha sreifa, they say that sreifa. Maybe it's just talking about the nesachim, they actually just got to pour it in the state of the Kedusha. Ravina says, asa kodesh kodesh, v'mikah gzeirah shava, of kodesh kodesh. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, bakodesh haseich nesach, bakodesh haseich nesach, uksiv, and that's by the Karmat Tavim. Uksiv hasam, it says over there, when it's the stuff that's left over, v'seraftas and noser, ba'ish lo yechel ki kodeshu. It's talking about noser, stuff that's left over, that it's got to be burnt. When we have a carbon that has to be eaten by a certain time, and you leave it past the time, it becomes noser. And the pasuk says over there that you got to burn the leftover stuff in the fire. It can't be eaten because it is kodesh. So the fact that we go and we say kodesh kodesh, we say just like that has to be burned. So too, the leftover stuff from the nesachim, the wine stuff over the 7 years, eventually also has to be burned. Okay. So we have two opinions. Either it went down to the depths, to the Tahom, or it went to a small little area of this lure where the Kohanim cleaned it out. So says the Gemara, Keman Azla Hadda Tanan, how does it go this, which we learned in the Mishnah, Nisachem Etchila Mor Limbahen. We know there's something in Isser called a Mi'ila. Mi'ila is the Janala that go and get Hana from something which belongs to the temple. So we have a Mishnah which comes and tells us that, where are you, Mishnah? Yo, a Mishnah in Me'ila, which comes and says that Nesachim Etchila Mo'olam Ben. In the beginning, you can be Chayiv Me'ila. Rashi explains that once you're Makdash it, until you go and actually pour it, it has Me'ila, because it's considered Kachay Gavon, you know, right? This doesn't belong to you. But Yardu L'Shisim Ein Mo'olam Ben. Once they go down to the Shisim, then there's no more. Rashi says, She'ein Behem Shum Tzorach Gavon. There's no reason to use it anymore for anything. Therefore, there's no Me'ila anymore. Who is this going like? Says the Gemara, Lema Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddiku. It must be according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, who says that there was an area where they would go down to collect it, that didn't go down to the depths. The Rabbanan, everyone says Rabbanan, ha nachsul hu l'tahom. It goes all the way down to the Tahom. You weren't able to get it anyway, so there's no way of being over Me'ila. So the fact that it's speaking about this must be, this is going according to him. That's the Gemara. who says, I feel the Rabbanan. You can even say this is going in the world of the Rabbanan. Bide iklet. That's talking about a case where there's something that was put down there. Rashi says, Im tala kli besocha shisa v'kibel. You hanged some sort of vessel, utensil, inside of the shisa in order to go and catch it, and therefore you caught it over there. So maybe if you did it over there, so then a person in such a case, also, that's why there's a discussion. The Kedami and some go ahead, and they learn this whole thing a little bit differently. Lema Rabbanan here. Let's say this is the Rabbanan. V'lo Rabbi Lazar Tzadik. You know why? Dilo Rabbi Lazar, if it's Rabbi Lazar, Akatib Kedusha Yikabi. It's still in the state of Kedusha. Right, like we just learned, the middle of Rashi says, "Di Rabbi Lazar, akatib kedusha sai kaimi." It's still in the kedusha. Why? Because you said you have to burn it be kedusha. Alma kedusha san alein be the bow straight for the fact that it needs to be burned. It must be it still is a kedusha. Di Rabbi Lazar, akatib kedusha sai kaimi. So therefore, in such a case, it's got to be the rabbanan that you're not going to be over meal anymore because they don't say it has to be burned. Lazar says that it's got to be burned. Therefore, it's still in the state of kedusha. I feel the Tema says going, nope, I feel the Tema Rabbi Lazar. You could still say that it's going in the world of Rabbi Lazar. Why? Because in the Chadavish Shanasa Mitzasa Umolimbo, no such thing of a person that already did the mitzvah. It's finished. Rashi says, V'nisucho hu ikir mitzvaso. The ikir mitzvah of the Nesachim is to go into pour it. And once you pour it, so then it's totally done. So yes, maybe there's an anda thing that's got to be burnt, but you're not going to be over Me'ila. Period. Amar Reish Lakish. Bizman Shem Menaskin Yayin Agabi Mizrech. The time they used to do the Nesachim, Pokekin as Hashisin, they would go in and they would put a pekak, that's like a stopper, and they would stop up the Shisin, that area where the stuff would get all sucked down into. Rashi says we would do a pekak as Nekav Shabarosh Mizbech. So Nesachim Yardabo, the Shisin, Cheir, Hayayin, Olof, Kigurin, Mali, Vesavea. It should look like a throat that's filled with wine. And it's satiated. L'kayim Hashanim, as the pasuk says, to be b'kayim, it says, "Bakodesh haseich nesech sheichar laHashem." That it should be you pour down Bakodesh haseich nesech that you pour down this on the kodesh, meaning on the mizbeach, this sheichar for Hashem. My mashma. So how do you learn that? That's what it's referencing. Amar Papa sheichar lashon shesia lashon sevia and lashon shichrus. Rashi says sheichar is lashon shichrus for simcha and nesicha. It comes to these three things, that a person is drinking and that they feel satiated and that they're getting smashed, they're getting drunk from it. And we end up learning something out of this also. Amar Papa, Shmami Nak, he sava inish chamra. When a person wants to be satiated with wine, actually really enjoy the wine, migrones of it actually comes from the throat. Rashi says, what does that mean from the throat? It means that ayide shoseyo biligimus gasos. It was like big swallows, vigoron molehu masbio, and it's full, that's going to go into it. Va'aloye de shtia maruba. Not through like drinking a lot. You just drink a little, and then your stomach gets full. That's not going to help. Ayide ligimus dakos, feinko. But not like food. Food will satiate a person even if you eat a little bit of time because the pleasure comes from being full from the stuff in the stomach. But when it comes to wine, it's like the full in the throat. Therefore, that's what people would do in order to really get out of it. You take like big gulps. Amar Rava, when you have these young great Torah scholars that don't have a lot of money and they don't have so much wine, make sure that what they would do is ligman kamui, when they would drink the wine, you should have like a lot of big gulps in order that you really enjoy it. Rava, akasa de birchasa, agame gamui. Rava, when we used to have a Shel bracha, he would also go out and he would take in like this big gulp. So Rashi explains derech sevia in a way that it satiates mishum chiv of mitzvah because of how beloved the mitzvah was for him. If he wanted to go out and to really enjoy it, now we go back to the pasuk we brought before. It's found in Shir Hashirim. My dechsev, what does it mean when it says the following? I'm going to read the whole pasuk now. My yafu pa amayich bina olim bas nadiv chamuki reichayich kamo chaloy masi yede aman. So we break down this pasuk one at a time. What does it mean when it says my yafu pa amayich? How nice are your steps? How beautiful are your steps? Bina olim bas nadiv, with the shoes of the daughter of one that is a nadiv, that is chashuv, very noble. My yafu pa moseim sheyisrael means how beloved are the steps of Bnei Yisrael. B'shal sha'om l'regel, at the time that they're doing Aliyah l'regel. Bas Nediv means that they're bito shel Avram Avinu, where the daughters of Avram Avinu, Shenikra Nediv, who was called a Nediv. Shenemar, how do we see that? Shenemar, Nedive Amim Nesafu Am Elokei Avram, that the nobles of the nations gather together, the nation of Elokei Avram. Now, Elokei Avram, fellow Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov, what was only Avram, not Yitzchak and Yaakov? Ela Elokei Avram, shoye tchila legerim. What does it mean, Elokei Avram? Because he was the first of the gerim. Rashi says, b'nidivas libo, lizgar, from the giving of his heart, the nobleness and the beauty of that, he ended up going ahead and converting. And then after that, you had a lot of other people. He was the first. Weiter in explaining the pasuk, Tanit Veravanan, Maidichsev Chamuki Yerechaich. What does it mean when it says the roundness of your yerech, of your thighs? And it says that those are like the jewels, and it was like the handiwork of Hashem. Lomanim shel divrei Torah kiyarech. Why are the words of Torah compared to a thigh? Rashi says, Ravanan darish lekra kama chaloyim kaluchos. Says like these things are like the luchos. Shahayim avanim tovos are made out of beautiful gems. Kama nezim zav echalik siv maisei yedei uman v'aluchos maisei elukim. This came from Hashem. So why are they compared like a thigh? Lomar lecha mayarech b'seiser. After every Torah b'seiser, just like a thigh is b'seiser. It's something is covered up. So too, divrei Torah are things that are meant to be done hidden up. They're meant hidden. They're meant to be done in a public, open setting. And we see v'hainu dam Rabbi Elazar. This is what Rabbi Elazar says, that ma'idus. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk Micha, higid lecha adam matov ma Hashem dorish mimcha. He said to you, what is it? What's good? What does Hashem want from you? Ki asus mishpat. He wants you to do justice. Va'avas chesed, and to love kindness. Va'tznei aleches emelukecha, and to go quietly. Va'tznei batznias, and covered and hidden. Walk with Hashem in such a way. Asus mishpat. What does it mean? Asus mishpat. Zeh hadin. This means when a person is doing judgment, that it should be done in a proper way. Va'avas chesed. What does that mean? Loving kindness. Excuse me. Zo gemilas chesed. This means when a person is doing Gemilas Chesed, v'atznei aleches emelukecha, and you should walk quietly with Hashem. What does that mean? Zo otzos hameisu achnasas kala l'chuppah. This is talking about when we go ahead and we're being otzos meisu, you take out a dead body, achnasas kala, when you're going ahead and being involved with achnasas kala. Rashi says, d'chsiv behu leches, uses the word leches, and like Shlomo Melch writes in Koheles, says, tov leleches el beis evel mi leches el beis tamishna. He compares these two things. Even those cases, you have to go ahead and do it by b'tzina, doing this sin of matzav, not something which is going to be loud out and about. And also, Rashi brings down when you're giving tzedakah for these things, you do it quietly. Is not a kavachomer. These type of things which are done, they're usually done before hesia, right? A person's getting married, a person dies. These are before hesia. But yet, amatar tzni aleches is just to do it quietly in a way that people don't know and you know, undercover. So dvarim shadarkan l'sosam b'tzina aleches kam v'kama. Something which is supposed to be done b'tzina, how much more? So Rashi says kigon tzedakah hanitenis la'ani b'tzina. When you give tzedakah to someone, you shouldn't tell anyone. Other people are dealing with it, and they know that you're doing it. So, right, and how that's going. But if not, then you should be doing it at Sanuah. V'hu adin l'divrei Torah. And similarly, this is within the realm of divrei Torah. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Gadol osa tzedakah yosem mikol ha-karbonos. Is greater for someone who does tzedakah more than bringing all the karbonos. And remember, as the pasuk says, aso tzedakah u'mishpat nivchar l'Hashem mizavach. Someone who does tzedakah and mishpat is more beloved, more chosen. L'Hashem is greater to Hashem than a zevach. Rashi explains that zevach is all the different karbonos are called the zevach. That chatas, ashem, ola, shlamim, all of them are called a zevach. So it's better to do that than all these things. Another statement. V'amar Rav Elazar, gedola gemilas chasadim yotzei mitzedakah. Gemilas chasadim is even greater than tzedakah itself. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ziru lachem l'tzedakah, kitzru lafi chesed. So we see that the pasuk says, ziru lachem l'tzedakah, you should plant something with tzedakah, but you're kotzer, so it means you reap it through chesed. Im adam zorea, if you do zorea, safek ocha, safek enochel. You don't know you're going to end up eating this thing, you're not going to end up eating these things. Adam kotzer vade ocha, because someone goes and does kitzira, then for sure he's going to eat it. Why? Maybe you're going to eat it, maybe you're not going to eat it, because who knows if it's going to work out. Maybe what's going to happen is it's not going to grow, or it's going to get messed up with some sort of wind, or something's going to mess it up. But when you can do kitzira, then you're going to end up walking away with something. From Rabbi Lazar, Ein tzedakah mishtalemes elu lefi chesed shabah. Tzedakah is not paid back except for with the chesed that's connected to it. Rashi explains what this means is that hanasina hi at tzedakah, the giving it over itself, that's tzedakah. But the torah, the actual burden, the working on it, hu achesed, kigon malich lebeso, you bring it to the house, or your torah shetala lo laharbe, kigon nosen lepasa fuya, you give big bread, or let's say you go in your business, Hashem, oh, beged, a little bosh, you give him something to wear, almost base, shatfu amatsuya, shaloyotzi ma'osal li'ibud, you give him money when there's stuff that's found to be bought, is he able to go ahead and he's going to buy it, shenosin libo, v'daito l'tovaso shal'ani, you're actually thinking about him functioning and doing it for that of the ani. And now the pasuk that says it, shenemar, as the pasuk says, ziru lechem l'tzedaka, kitzur l'fi chesed. Again, you plant for the tzedaka, but you actually reap through the chesed itself. Tanu Rabbanan, b'shloshet dvarim gedolu gemilas chesedim yotzim in the tzedaka. There are three ways that gemilas chesedim is even greater than charity. Tzedaka b'mamono. When it comes to tzedaka, you can only do it with your cash. Gemilas chesedim b'im begufo b'im b'mamono. Gemilas chesedim can do with your body or with your money. Rashi says, with your body, for example, you can maspit a person who's died, or you know, nosa l'kovro, you bring him to his kever, you're mesamech l'chosen, you're melave chaver b'derech. These are things with your body. B'mamono, you could lend money to someone or give him kelim or your animal or something of the sorts. Gemilas chesedim b'im begufo b'im b'mamono, you could do both. Tzedaka la'aniyam, it's also greater because you give to poor only. Gemilas chesedim is greater than tzedaka number two way, is because tzedaka is only for aniyam, poor people. Gemilas chesedim b'im la'aniyam b'im la'ashirim, you can give it to poor people or to rich people. That's gemilas chesed. And tzedaka l'chayim, tzedaka is only done for people that are alive. Gemilas chesedim b'im l'chayim b'im l'mesim, whether a person is alive or a person is dead. Dead or alive. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar came and he says, Kol ha'osa tzedakah mishpat, anyone who does tzedakah and mishpat, is ki'ilu mileis kol ha'olam kulu chesed, like he filled up the entire world with kindness. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, ohiv tzedakah mishpat, chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz, he filled up the entire world with Hashem's kindness. Shema tomer kol ha'ba likvots kofetz. Rashi explains, maybe someone would think, oh, this is a great idea. Let me just go jump and do this. I'm going to jump right into such a concept to go into help. And then I'll have the opportunity of doing it. And I'm going to get the right people to be able to give it to. Talmud Lomar, Ma Yoker Chastecha Elokim, which means how precious, how beloved. Chastecha Elokim is a chesed of you, Hashem. Rashi explains, if you read it, it says Shema Kol Ha'olam Likvot V'Lasos Tzedakah V'Chesed Kofetz. Maybe we should just jump into it. Maspikim Mamtziim Umamtziim Lo Anoshim Uganim. We got to find the proper people to be giving it to. Right, Lekach Tamid Lomay. Therefore, it says Ma Yakar Tzarich Lo Seis Leiv. You have to give your heart towards it, V'Litzrach, and to really burden yourself or V'Lirdof Acharei run after it. L'fisha Ena Mitzuya Tamid. It's not always found there. L'Zakus Balam Uganim, to be able to give it to the people that are actually fit and royal. Roy to actually be getting the tzedakah. Yachal af yori shamayim kain. You would think this is also someone's yori shamayim, that he's got to work really hard to be able to go ahead and succeed in giving the money to the right people. Tamid lomar v'chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. The chesed of Hashem is all over the place when it comes to the people that are yori him, that fear him. So you find that the first pasuk is saying, my yokar chaska, look at how precious it is, meaning it's very rare and hard to find. And over here it's saying, v'chesed Hashem yolam be'ad olam, it's everywhere. Al yerev, to the ones that fear him. In other words, you want to do the right thing, and you're the right person, you're yori shamayim, then it's going to work out for you. Amar of Chama bar Papa. Chama says, kol adam sheyesh alav chein, anyone who has chein, people like this person. Biyadua shu yori shamayim. You can know this person's yori shamayim. Shenemar chesed Hashem me'olam be'ad olam al yireyav. The chesed of Hashem, again, me'olam be'ad olam, on those who fear him. It's forever and always, always and always on this person. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, this is a big Rabbi Elazar day. My dechsev, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Piya pascha b'chachma v'sarias chesed aleshona? What does it mean when it says, Piya pascha b'chachma, she opens her mouth with wisdom. V'toras chesed, the Torah of kindness is aleshona on her tongue. What, v'chi yesh Torah shel chesed, v'yesh Torah she'enel shel chesed? Such a thing as a Torah of chesed, Torah is not of chesed? And the Torah l'shma, someone who's learning l'shma, then that's called Torah of chesed. The zuhi Torah shel chesed. Shelo l'shma, zuhi Torah she'enel shel chesed. If it's not done l'shma, this is something which is not chesed. Ikad army, some say, Torah l'lamda, zuhi Torah shel chesed. Someone who learns Torah in order to go out and to teach it to others, that's called Torah Shel Chesed. Shalol Olam Dozoi Torah She'ena Shel Chesed. If it's not to go and to teach other people, then this is called the Torah which is not of Chesed. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.